USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back that criticism that a Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Macy, the character actor, who was the long-suffering foil to B. Arthur's unyielding feminist on the daring 1970s sitcom Maude, has died. He was 97. The stint as Walter Finley on the CBS sitcom that aired from 72 to 78 was Macy's highest profile in a long-stage film and TV career. He made dozens of guest appearances, including Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, and ER. The portion of Americans with no religious affiliation is rising significantly in tandem with a sharp drop in the percentage that identifies as Christians, according to new data from the Pew Research Center. Based on telephone surveys conducted in 2018 and 2019, Pew said that 65% of American adults now describe themselves as Christian, down from 77% in 2009. Meanwhile, that portion describes their religious identity as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, now stands at 26%, up from 17% in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British lawmakers are set to take a historic vote. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Britain's Parliament set to vote Saturday on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new deal with the European Union, a decisive moment in a prolonged bid to end the Brexit stalemate. A yes vote by Parliament would mark the first time it's agreed to terms of a divorce deal and would be a big political victory for Johnson. It would be followed by a big push in Parliament to pass necessary legislation in time for Britain to formally leave the EU as scheduled on October 31st. If it proved impossible, a technical extension would be expected to give Britain time to enact that legislation. It could also pass with an amendment to require a national vote to determine whether the public favors it, and that would make an extension inevitable. A no vote would mean Britain would be scheduled to leave the EU on October 31st with no plan in place, a scenario that government officials suggest would trigger economic contraction, long delays at ports, and possible shortages of food and medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has ordered 5 home health care facilities in Iowa and South Dakota accused of filing fraudulent Medicare claims to pay more than $3.1 million. A complaint filed earlier this month in Cedar Rapids federal court accused Sergeant Bluff Healthcare and Elk Point Healthcare of filing medical claims that did not qualify for Medicare coverage. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.